summer 2004 and a murder which shocks the country. A middle-aged couple are shot dead in their bungalow in a quiet seaside town on the East Coast. More shocking still, it has the hallmarks of a gangland execution. The hunt for the killers is to lead detectives to an organized crime gang built on drugs and held together by violence. The number one murder suspect, seemingly untouchable gang leader Colin Gunn, overlord of a tough council estate. Dozens of police operations have failed to find evidence to bring Gunn to court, and he has spies in the force. To gun law. But from the outset, detectives knew that was exactly what they were dealing with. The clinical execution of a couple called John and Joan Stirland on a sunny summer's afternoon at Trusthorpe in Lincolnshire. It was carried out with chilling efficiency by killers aware of the forensic clues they might leave behind. Neighbours were shocked to learn later that the Stirlands were in hiding in fear of their lives. They had been on the run for months, had declined places in the witness protection programme and opted instead to find their own safe haven. The events leading to the shootings had begun a year before, 80 miles from the murder scene.